You got a comfy couch. You realize we're about to mess it up real bad, right? Let's get these fucking clothes off. I mean it, by the way. By the time I'm done with you, you're gonna be scrubbing cum stains out of this thing for weeks. I want you to go down on me while I suck your cock. That's right, Dagger. We're gonna 69 the shit out of this couch. I'm just gonna get on top of you and take your cock in my hand. What? Is my pussy intimidating when it's right there in front of you? You really are a dork, you know? Damn. You're eager, aren't you? Didn't think you'd beat me to the punch like that. Might as well try it. Make sure you come up for air, or you might drown in it. I think you sprung a leak. There's so much free cum. So thick. It's it's delicious. I need more. Hey, down there. Give me a warning if you want to buck those hips into my face. I don't mind, but you're not forward of me. I just have to smother you with my cunt. Oh, wow. I can feel your chin digging into my clit. Oh, I'll keep going. Oh, I'm gonna take your cock in my throat now. Oh. Where are you? Oh, shit. Sorry. Oh, dude. I didn't realize it was sitting in her face. Come here. Fuck, you're soaked. Let me clean you up for a bit. I kind of feel bad, you know? I had such an earth-shattering orgasm, and you still haven't come yet. Let's do something about that, shall we? No. You just sit tight. I'm just gonna get on your lap, okay? Oh. Jesus fucking Christ. Your heart is a rock. And slick with pre-cum too. Look. The thing is, I'm ovulating right now. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to fuck you raw, but I'm not exactly looking for kids right now, you know? So, if it's not too much trouble, could you just reach into my bag and grab a rubber? Yeah, it's just your ring. You fuck me with the condom only if I stop calling you a dork. You got a deal, baby. From now on, you're not a dork. You're my rock hard fuck machine. That looks good on you. Bit of a tight fit, but yeah, let's do it. You ready? I'm just gonna lower myself down on top of you now. Look at my eyes. That's it. Against my cervix. Oh, thank fuck you're wearing that condom. Not that I wouldn't want you to rot dog me right now, but fuck, I'm fertile. You understand, right? I promise, so I'll take you bareback some other time. Okay? On a safe day, I'll let you blast against my cervix, okay? Oh, fuck. about you. You look scared. It's okay. Look at me. It's alright. I promise. Everything's alright. Everything's alright. Oh, fuck. Just hold me. Hold me close. Maybe just. Drive me to the pharmacy tomorrow and, you know, thank you, such a relief, you're the best. Gotta say though, while it was happening, while you were coming inside me, you know, I could feel it. I could feel it splashing against my cervix. Well, I hate to say it, but your couch is fucked. It's gonna smell like stale cum forever. But since we're here, and since I don't mind that smell, do you want to cuddle and watch some TV with me? Great. I'm way behind in X-Files anyway. Why don't you grab the remote and I'll get us a blanket? Okay? The two of you stayed up till the crack of dawn, wrapped in a blanket, kissing and giggling in front of the TV. You felt like a couple of kids again. Not a care in the world. Eventually, you passed out in each other's arms, melting into the cum-soaked couch cushions and drifting off into a deep sleep. You dozed into the early hours of the afternoon. When you woke, you looked in each other's eyes and there was a common understanding between you. The sudden realization that maybe, just maybe, you wouldn't need to go and pick up the contraceptive after all.